UAA's Institute of Social and Economic Research, ICER, has a new study out regarding the turnover of teachers in Alaska. KBBI's Mike Mason has the story.
The Institute has been tracking teacher turnover in Alaska in partnership with the Alaska Teacher Placement Program and the Department of Education and Early Development. According to the research summary that was released last week, turnover among Alaska's teachers was roughly the same in 2007 as it was in 1999, with about 14% of teachers leaving their school district. Teacher turnover is especially pronounced in rural Alaska, with about 22% of teachers leaving their jobs compared to 10% in urban school districts in the state. The research summary was co-authored by Diane Hirschberg, who's an associate professor for education policy. She says there are a number of factors that are apparently influencing the decision by teachers to leave their jobs.
Several which we don't yet have a handle on include the fact that wages are not as high in the state relative to other states as they used to be. You know, there used to be a premium. If you were an educator and you came to work in Alaska, your salary was much, much higher than it would be if you were in other states. And now it's higher, but not necessarily enough to make up for the distance from your families if you're coming from out of state or the expenses, particularly in rural Alaska. Then we have some changes more recently, such as the retirement system. We no longer have one of the better retirement systems in the country.
Hirschberg says another factor that may be impacting teachers in their decision to leave a teaching job is the new teaching licensing system that was put in place in 2005.
One of the requirements is by the end of your second year as a new teacher in the state, you have to produce two 45-minute videotapes of your teaching, and those are assessed by a group of educators who've been trained together, and they determine whether you're going to move to the next stage from being a provisionally licensed teacher to being a fully licensed teacher in the state. And there are people for whom that's just more work than they want to do.
The research summary found that keeping special education teachers in Alaska schools is especially difficult, with about half of the new special education teachers leaving their job within 4 years. Of those teachers, 41% left teaching in Alaska schools entirely, and 8% were still teaching but had switched to something other than special education. One of the encouraging findings included in the summary is that teachers and principals who graduated from programs based in Alaska are more likely to stay than teachers who graduated from programs based outside of the state. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.